Gregory Talley used to sleep in a park, at an airport, or under a bridge. The 50-year-old has been homeless for more than 10 years.
It's hard. It's hard to live homeless. You struggle every day trying to find out where you want to get something to eat and everything. If it wasn't for Fairfax County and Kennedy Shelter, I wouldn't know where I'd be at right now. I might be dead.
The Kennedy Shelter is one of the facilities New Hope Housing provides for homeless families and individuals in the Washington suburbs. Pam Mitchell has dedicated her life to making the lives of this vulnerable population better as executive director of the nonprofit organization.
I went to Africa in 1985, and I saw an immense amount of poverty, but I saw so much hope. And I wondered what I was doing at home in my middle-class American life and decided that I should try to do something that would bring hope to people. With convenient homelessness just happened to be what was around me. And I picked that.
When Mitchell began working with New Hope Housing 25 years ago, its three shelters had about 80 beds. Now it has 350 beds and serves about 1,500 homeless people every year. Mitchell has also expanded the program beyond just providing beds for the night.
We do outreach, we do prevention, we do permanent housing, we do transitional housing, we have an education program. We have all sorts of different things to move people and their homelessness.
According to 2015 government data, more than 500,000 people in the United States are homeless on any given night. While the scarcity of affordable housing can be the main reason people experience homelessness, Mitchell says New Hope is offering them the services they need to change their lives and succeed.
Our out-of-poverty program is not just about money. It's about you could be spiritually poor. You could be relationship poor. You could have educationally poor. So it's focusing on how you get out of this poverty that has brought you to being homeless and find prosperity.
The program tries to teach the shelter residents self-reliance and work values and includes courses on planning and personal responsibility.
I learned I still have opportunity to change it, and I can change it. It's just all about going forth and doing the necessary work to do it. I mean, if you really want better, you would do better. And that's the frame of mind I'm in now.
Lewis Webster, who has spent time in jail, says he is confident he'll become a productive member of the community when he leaves the shelter and into a place of his own in a month. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.